In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's interesting. We're doing part two of the Return of My Fiat, and we've just entered into if you want to say part two of what we have to go through. So good things are right around the corner. It's going to be bumpy, but God is with us and good things are happening. And we're going to see that more and more as time goes on, as how the Lord has everything planned. Everything is in God's will. So it's happening. So we're beginning with volume 12, 1819. Louisa. Here's Jesus talking to Louisa. Louisa, we shall share together. When Jesus says, when he says we, it's always him and his mother. We shall share together the destiny of humanity in order to pray. So what's this destiny? How's this destiny going to happen? By prayer, suffering, and crying together for humanity's good. This is the role of Louisa. And Jesus is offering this to us as well. So together with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, if we pray in the divine will, suffer in the divine will, and cry together, pleading for humanity, the destiny of the world is going to be all right. So Jesus has allowed us to live at this time, really to begin to live this abundant life. This is what's happening. So volume 12, 1:25, 19:19. It is from within you, Louisa, that I, God, allow the destiny of the world. It is your humanity, Louisa, that shelters me. So out of all the saints, Jesus is saying this to Louisa because he says many, many saints have done the will of God, but no one has lived in the will of God. And this is what God wanted from the beginning with Adam. He wanted Adam to possess this gift, image and likeness of God, to be one with God. And now finally, as the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary, have come to the earth, now what humanity has is Louisa. That might sound strange when you first hear this, but when you read the Book of Heaven, you begin to understand that this is different. It's basically what John Paul II said at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia. We're going to enter now a new and divine way of holiness. And so every day at Holy Mass, when the priest puts a drop of water into the chalice, he says, may we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So this is where we are. So he says, Louisa, I, God, allow the destiny of the world from within you. So what you possess, Louisa, I want the whole world to possess. Okay. It is your humanity, Louisa, that shelters me just as my holy humanity, did for my divinity. So when we really meditate on those words of what Jesus tells Louisa, we have to understand that things are different today. You're going to see many things change. And if you look at the world, you look at Italy and Germany and England and France. When you look at many of the other nations in the world, you look at the Ukraine, you look at Poland, you look at everything that's out there. Everything seems to be in an uproar. And Jesus says, this is because of what's coming. The kingdom is coming and it's nothing to be afraid of. We have to go through this because this purification is needed for us to begin to live in the divine will, as Jesus teaches Louisa. Volume 12, 5:4, 19:19. Ah, Louisa, my daughter, from within your heart, I am allotting the destiny of the world. Your heart, Louisa, is the center of my throne upon earth. So finally, he has found a human born of original sin who can possess this gift. So you look at the redemption of Jesus and Mary at the crucifixion with Jesus. And for 2,000 years, we've learned how to do the will of God. And now Jesus says, now we're going to be able to live in the will of God. So he says very clearly, listen to what he says. I am God. This is God allotting the destiny of the world from within your heart, Louisa. Your heart, Louisa, is the center of my throne on earth. And from my center, I look at the world. From within your heart, Louisa, I look at humanity. And I cry and I pray together for ungrateful mankind. And I want, this is Jesus, I want you, Louisa, together with me and my mother. It's always Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, crying, praying, suffering for my relief and company. So Jesus knows that without him, it's hell. Without Jesus Christ, it's hell. And most people are willing to live without Jesus. You know, and he says his crying, his praying, his suffering that he, the Lord God Almighty, is going through. He says, Louisa, would you go through this with me? Be my company. As Mary Magdalene was the company of Jesus on Mount Calvary, as John was there, Jesus says, now there's more. I want you to experience what I am going through. Volume 13. 1921. Louisa, you are like water that holds the primary place over all goods and all things, both in heaven and on earth. And when my volition shall come out, see, it hasn't happened yet. This great explosion of divine love, this fire from heaven, through the power of the Holy Spirit is going to happen for the earth. This third purification is coming. When my volition, my will, shall come out of its bounds, your human will disappeared within my holy divine will and shall have its primacy. What more do you want? So what we see is God has found a human. This is why it's so amazing to read the divine will. You know, we read the lives of the saints. We are astonished by the lives of the saints. But when we read what Jesus has given to Louisa, we are more overwhelmed by how much God loves us, that he would now want us not only to do the will of God, but to live in the will of God. What more do you want? When my volition shall come out of its bounds, your human will disappear. That's what's going to happen to us. See, we use our free will to choose. Do I want to live in my misery, or do I want to live in God's will? What do you want, Lord? And he says, I want you to live in my will. So to live in the will of God is to say to the human will, which is, what is the human will? It's everything that you say in confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. This human misery is going to disappear. And we're going to begin to live the life that God wanted from the beginning. What more do you want? It's just, as you read this, as you study this, there's nothing more. We want this and this alone. This is what God has planned. And we want to cooperate with God. Volume 14. See, because Jesus says, just so that we know, he says, Louisa, humanity, their human will is so strong that they do not want my will. And he says, would you, Louisa, live in the divine will for them? Would you stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites? But would you stand in the breach for all my children so that they can receive this gift? That's the life of Louisa. That's what Jesus is offering to us. Volume 14, 4, 6, 1922. Louisa, let us pray together for the destiny of mankind. In my divine will, I, God, shall free your heart. Feel your heart beating over the entire face of the earth. So as Jesus says, as you begin to live this, humanity begins to live this. So when you think about why did Roe versus Wade, why was it overturned? It's because of the prayers of the children in the divine will linked with Louisa. When we begin to learn the power of the command prayer that Jesus gave to Louisa and now gives to us, it's astonishing because we're not doing it. God is doing this. He says, giving me, Louisa, you giving me the heartbeat for everyone says to me, love. Every heartbeat is love. Every breath is love. Jesus says, when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, he says, if all you can say is I love you, he says, it's everything to me. So when we think of the time we spend in front of the Blessed Sacrament, adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, the thing that Jesus wants most is, I love you. He says humanity doesn't understand how to fall in love with God yet. And he's saying, when you do this, I love you with every heartbeat. I love you with every breath. So what the Lord is looking for in us is not to read a book when we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament. That's what most people do. They sit down, genuflect, read a book. I spent my time with Jesus. You know, it doesn't work like that. You're supposed to fall in love with Jesus. He's there. He's present. We're called to look at Jesus, to adore him and to love him and to praise him, to thank him, to bless him. And that's what Jesus teaches Louisa. When we read the book of heaven, we begin to understand what pleases God the most is when we humans recognize God and fall in love with God. This love, and I strike the creatures. Your heartbeat shall place itself in the way so that the blows may be less hard upon touching humanity and may bring them the balm of love and of yours. So what Jesus says, he's trying to wake us up as a good mother, a good father would say to the children, you know, get away from that fire, you know, and if they still walk into the fire, you know, reprimand them. Jesus is saying, this is what I'm doing with humanity. I'm trying to bring them back from the pit of hell where most of humanity is wandering. And he's saying, I need you, Louisa, to help me. I need a human to help. So this is the life that Adam lost. Adam lost the image and likeness of God. And through holy baptism, we enter into God's image through his church. And now God is asking us to enter into his likeness. What does that mean? To have humanity return back to God. Volume 14, 7, 10, 19, 22. Louisa, my daughter, rise more, but so high as to reach the womb of the divinity. So here's Jesus is saying, come to heaven. This is the thing that happens to us as we read. So many people, when they're reading the Divine Will, have said to me personally, when I read the book of heaven, when I read the book of heaven, I feel like I'm in heaven. Absolutely. You're listening to Jesus, who's explaining to us the gift that he wants to give to us. And it's heaven. It's magnificent. But reach so high as to reach the womb of the divinity. This is where we began. Your life shall be among the divine persons. Do you see what God is calling us to? This is what he gave to Louisa, and he's offering to us. He says, I want you to be one with God, fused with God in his holy divine will. That's why we're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. We belong to God. Now it is necessary that you rise and carry with you my life, not our life. Our life is miserable. We worry, fear, anxiety. We're filled with complaints and negativity and sin. Jesus says, that's enough. Now I want you to come with me. I want you to be where you're supposed to be. That's the beatific vision. That's eternity. While on earth, he says very clearly, now it is necessary that you rise and carry with you my life, my divine will. My life is the divine will, Jesus says. So that my divine will of the earth, so that my volition of the earth and that of heaven may fuse together. So Jesus is saying, Louisa, your job is to bring humanity that's been redeemed now to begin to live a life of sanctification. Okay. Jesus said to the apostles, you must be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect. How do you do this? Well, when you read the book of heaven, you're getting hints of what God is calling you to. And this is what he says. He says, I want heaven and earth to fuse together that you may live life for some time in the womb of the divinity. So here, he says to Louisa, you're going to go to heaven and you're going to live for a short time, one with God, fused with God in the womb of divinity, where your human will, your volition shall be acting in mine so as to be able to expand as much as a creature can be capable of. So he says, I'm going to bring you to heaven in the divine will so that you could experience everything that a human could possibly experience. Okay, this is what the saints have gone through, but more than that, the saints never learned how to live in the divine will. So now Jesus says, I'm going to bring you to heaven for a short period of time. She died in 1947, 75 years ago. And now he says, now what I want is this new and divine way of holiness that you're going to bring back to earth. Okay. Then listen to this. You, Louisa, shall descend again upon the earth, bringing the power and the prodigies of my divine will. So who is going to teach the divine will? Me? No. You? No. Louisa. This is a great mystery. You will bring the power and the prodigies of the divine will in such a way that creatures shall be shaken. This is in the book of Revelation. The earth is going to shake. What does that mean? I think rejoicing. For those that are away from God, they're going to be nervous as heck. And that's that type of shaking. Those that are with God, it's going to be ecstasy. It's going to be this great miracle that's coming, Jesus says, is going to shake the earth. And then they shall open their eyes, and many shall begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. So right now, I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm living in the divine will. I've given my life to Jesus, Mary, and I'm living this gift. That's not what Jesus says. He says, basically, they shall open their eyes and many shall begin to know what it means to live in the divine will. We have no idea what this is. This is, Jesus says, the miracle of miracles. It's the gift of gifts. It's the prodigy of prodigies that he wants to give to humanity. He has found one, Louisa. And now he says, are you willing to embrace what I've given to Louisa? And remember, Louisa was in bed, Archbishop Pichieri said, for 70 years. Okay, why 70 years? Reading and studying and putting this gift into practice. If you look at her in the garden outside the St. Anthony's Orphanage in Corrado in the sun, she's got the book right in her right hand. She got the rosary in her left, if you want to say. She's praying and she's pleading with God. Let me understand this. Let me live this. And she read and reread and studied. I told you when we were in the secret archives of the Vatican, her book had her thumbprints etched onto the page. She was studying this. She was focused on this. And that was her life. This is, I think, one of the reasons why God has given us the calendar. As you read every day, as you study every day, your whole life changes. It's God is doing this. So listen to what he says. Then you, Louisa, shall descend again upon earth, bringing the power and the prodigies of my divine will in such a way that souls, humanity, shall be shaken. They shall open their eyes. I mean, shake, wake up, wake up. And many shall begin to know what it means to live in the divine will. This hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen. And I truly believe it's soon. It's very, very soon. And God wants us to get ready for what he is going to do. He's going to wake us up. Volume 15, 4, 14, 1923. Now, my daughter, let us come to my divine will. Do you think it is a sanctity among other sanctities, a good, a grace, almost like the others that I have given for so many centuries to the other saints and to the whole church? No. This is much different. This is about a new era. Okay. A new and divine way of holiness that's going to come upon the earth. See, the evil one knows his time is over. And this is why God is trying to wake us up to say, hey, look what's coming. Get ready for what's coming. It's about a good that must serve all human generations, past, present, and future. It is a necessity that I, God, first centralize all this good in one creature alone. Louisa, I've given this gift to us, to a human. As I gave everything to Adam, and as I gave Theotokos, the mother of God, all that is needed for redemption, now I'm giving to you, Louisa, a human. Now it's a new beginning that's coming. We have Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. We've had 2,000 years of preparing, And now he says, now is the time for sanctification, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. But it's necessary that I first centralize all this good in one creature alone. And just as I did in redemption, by centralizing everything in my mother, Mary, take a look at how things proceed in a parallel way with you. In order to make redemption come and to dispose souls for redemption, I, God, made the promise of the future Messiah so that by hoping for the Messiah to come, they would not only dispose themselves, this is the Jews, the Jewish faith, the Hebrews, but find that they too, their own salvation in the future Redeemer. So here Jesus says, for the New Testament, for 4,000 years, they were begging God for this great outpouring so the Messiah would come. Now, in order to dispose souls to live in my divine will, to let them partake in the goods contained in the divine will, to make mankind return to the path of his origin, just as he was created by me, I myself wanted to pray as the first one, making my voice resound from one end of the earth to the other, even up high in the heavens, saying, Our Father who art in heaven. I did not say my Father, but I called him the Father of the whole human family. So as to enlarge him, excuse me, in that which I was going to add, may all hallow your name, all of humanity, so that your kingdom may come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This was the purpose of creation. And I asked the Father that it be fulfilled because I myself prayed and the Father surrendered to my supplications. And I formed the seed of the good so great so as this seed might be known. I taught my prayer to the apostles and they transmitted it to the whole church so that just as the people of the future Redeemer found salvation in him and disposed itself to receive the promised Messiah, in the same way, this seed formed by me, the church prays and repeats my very prayer many times, disposing herself to receive that the creatures would recognize and love my celestial Father as their Father in such a way as to deserve to be loved as children and receive the great good that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So here Jesus is saying the only prayer that he taught was the Our Father so that everyone would recognize the Father and beg God every day, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. He says, this is the true children of God, praying the prayer that Jesus taught us. In this seed and in this hope that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the very saints have formed their sanctity. The martyrs have shed their blood. And there is no good that does not just derive from this seed, this may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, Heavenly Father. So the whole church prays. Everybody prays the Our Father. And if you're praying the rosary many, many times a day, you pray the Our Father. And just as the tears, the penances, the prayers to obtain the Messiah were directed toward that excelling Blessed Virgin Mary, whom I, God, was to dispose in order to centralize such a great good in the Blessed Mother so that humanity may receive their Savior. And even though they did not know who she would be, in the same way now, when the church recites the Our Father, it is precisely for you, Louisa, that she prays so that it may centralize in you, Louisa, all the good that my divine will contains. And it is the way and the how the divine will may have life on earth exactly the way it has it in heaven. So when I look at the book of heaven, I mean, when we were young, we had a thick book of Boy Scout book. And it showed you how to tie the knots, how to start the fires, how to put out a fire, how to set up a tent. Everything was it. The way and the how was there. It's the same thing with the book of heaven. When we read the book of heaven, when we study the book of heaven, Jesus is teaching us the how and the why this is going to happen. And he's going to use us to bring this about. The way it's going to happen is when we reflect the holy humanity of Jesus. That's where it begins. So everything in us, Jesus teaches, everything in us has to follow the holy humanity of Jesus in all ways, being peaceful, joyful, and happy. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin, no more doubts. Trusting in God, believing in God, hoping in God. This is what Jesus is showing us. This book of heaven teaches us how and why this can be accomplished. And even what happens, even in our prayer life in front of the Blessed Sacrament, changes. We're not there reading a book. We're falling in love with God and we're longing for God. We want to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We can't wait to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. That's what Jesus is teaching us. And he says, even though you, Louisa, are not known, by echoing my prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the church prays to me, Jesus, presses me, Jesus, to centralize all that is good in a second virgin, Louisa, so that like a second savior, Louisa may save the endangered humanity. Now, when people hear that, they go, what? panic. Louisa is in the image and likeness of Jesus and Mary. She's the firstborn. She's the newborn of the divine will. So when you look at our Blessed Mother, all the titles of Jesus are Mary's. Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Mary, Queen of all Queens. Prince of Peace, Mary, Mother of Peace, Queen of Peace. Everything that Jesus is, Mary is the mother of. Now, what we're seeing, if you ever read the titles that Jesus has given to Louisa, there's 2,200 titles, and that's just a scratching the surface of what Jesus wants us to know about Louisa. Jesus the newborn, Mary the newborn, Jesus the firstborn, Mary one with Jesus. Now we have the newborn Louisa, a human who possesses this true image and likeness of Jesus and Mary. The saints had a virtue or two of Jesus doing the will of God. A virtue or two of Mary doing the will of God. But what Jesus is showing us through Louisa is how to live in the divine will. And again, nobody's there yet. I mean, when somebody says, well, I'm living in the divine will. Well, let me bow down and adore you. You know, it's a promise, but it isn't here yet. It's like the future Redeemer. It was a promise, Jesus says. And then finally, through the Blessed Mother came the Messiah. And now Jesus says, this promise that I've given to humanity to share in my divinity, which the priest says every day, is going to happen. And this is what we're anxiously waiting for. We're anxiously waiting for this to happen. This is so glorious. So he says very, very clearly, so like a second savior, she may save the endangered humanity. So, to be perfected as God is perfect. Okay, this is what God is expecting of us, that she may save endangered humanity. She's through Louisa, this gift has been given by God. And when we go to Louisa and we say, teach me this, she says, read the book of heaven. Jesus is going to teach you. So when we read the book of heaven, Jesus is teaching us every day. And making use of my inseparable love and mercy, I, God, may answer my own prayer. What is that? To unite to that of the whole church, making mankind come back to his origin. This is but return to the womb of the Father. We did that talk, I think, about 4 years ago, returning to the womb of the Father, to the purpose for which I, God, created mankind. That my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, which I give to you, Louisa, and now I'm giving to all of humanity. He's explaining the Our Father after 2,000 years. The saints have explained it, and we get beautiful understandings from the saints. Now Jesus is teaching us why I gave one prayer to humanity. This is precisely the living in my divine will, that everything I keep manifesting to you, Louisa, pushes you, Louisa, to this, confirms you, Louisa, in this. This is the great foundation. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. I keep forming in your soul, Louisa. And in order to do this, I keep centralizing in you, Louisa, all the graces, past, present, and future, that I have given to all human generations. Even more, now I double them. Now I multiply them. Because since my divine will is the greatest, is the holiest, is the most noble thing that has no beginning and no end, in order to place in you, Louisa, the one creature, it is right and decorous that I, God, centralize it all in all possible goods in you, Louisa, innumerable graces, divine purity, divine nobility. May we share in the divinity of Christ. He's going to clothe. See, the one reason we wear the scapular every day, Jesus, Our Lady says, this is the clothing of heaven. It's a wish. I want to be reclothed in divinity as true sons and daughters of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. All possible goods, innumerable graces, divine purity, and divine nobility, so that this divine will of mine may have the same cortege as it does, as it has in heaven. So what is it? What's the divine will? He says, the greatest, the holiest, the most noble thing that I could give to humanity. This is the gift that God gave to Adam. This is the gift that God now wants to give to us. So what has he done? He put Louisa in bed for 70 years and he dictated to her. He says, you write everything down through her confessor. She wrote everything down. And by doing this, he taught her how to begin to live the Our Father. And may your will be done on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. When God breathed the Ruah of God, the breath of God in the dust, he said to Louisa, Louisa says, if Adam lost this, how can I not lose this? And Jesus says, when I breathe this into the dust, there was no limit. I could breathe as much as I want into the dust, and I did. And what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. And now he says, Louisa, since you are already formed, I can't do this with you. You're already formed. So what I'm going to do is each word that I teach you, he says, is going to be a divine life, and I'm going to puff. It's a puff of the Ruah of God, the breath of God, that will expand your capacity to know more. And every time you read, it'll expand your capacity. That's why when you read the Book of Heaven, you get to the point where I read this 3 times, 4 times, 10 times. It's brand new. I've never seen this before. Why? Your understanding is beyond what it was before. It's brand new. And the next time you read it, it's beyond what you read before. There's no end to this. What Jesus is doing he says, this is the miracle of miracles. He says, it's the prodigy of prodigies. What he has given to humanity through Louisa is a new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II said, we're going to enter into. And it's already begun. And like I said, we're now going into the second stage, if you want to say. What's the second stage? We'll see it. We're going to see what's coming. Good things are coming. It's going to be rough, but it's going to be good. Volume 15, 5, 8, 23. By withdrawing from my divine will, it happened to Adam as to a flower that is snatched away from a plant. As long as it remained in the plant, the flower is beautiful, lively, its color and fragrance in its perfume. Once it is snatched away from the plant, it withers and it fades. It becomes ugly and reaches the point of giving off a bad odor. What a lot this was for Adam. What sorrow for me, God, who with so much love wanted to grow this flower in my divinity. This is what he wanted for Adam. To delight and amuse myself with Adam. This is what parents do with their baby. They look at the baby. They're delighted and they are amused. They are delighted, and that's what God wanted to do with us, his children. Now, by my omnipotence, I want this detached flower, what Adam had done, to bloom again. What does that mean? That's when Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. I want to bring back this life of God in the human by transplanting it once again back into the womb of my divinity. But I want Louisa, a soul who would want to live in the womb of my volition. So she is the first one that wanted this. Why? Because she was chosen by God, he says. I chose you, Louisa, to be the first. when you really think about that, we have entered into a new era. What did Our Lady say to Bruno, Our Lady of Revelation, say to Bruno in Rome, 40 days after Luisa died? She says, the time has now come to an end. 1947, 75 years ago. Time has now come to an end. The new era has begun. And what is the new era? Well, if you think about it, when Jesus rose from the dead, 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. When Luisa died, 40 days later, Our Lady descended to earth and said, time has now come to an end. We have to understand the time we're in. What did Our Lady say to Father Gobi? She says, everything's completed. Everything's ready. What did John Paul II said? Get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. Everything is ready. Read Our Lady of La Salette. Everything is ready. Read Our Lady of Good Success, or the translation of The Great Event. The Great Event, think about it, as she said, will happen on the day of the purification of Mary. That's the same day of the presentation of Jesus. The purification of Mary is the same day as the presentation of Jesus in the temple. What happened on that day? In 1996, the volumes of Luisa came out of the secret archives of the Vatican. The great event has occurred, and it's in our hands if we really want it. I mean, it's knock and you shall receive, seek and you will find. I mean, Jesus is saying it's there if you want it. This great event has occurred. It's and it is the book of heaven. I really honestly believe that. 5:16, 11:28, 23. Luisa, your cross has been my divine will, and that has changed everything. I didn't finish this. Okay. I want Luisa, let's go back here, who would want to live in the womb of my volition. She's the first one that wanted to do this. Jesus showed it to her, and she says, yes. And he says, Luisa, will you stay in bed for the rest of your life as a sacrifice? She said, yes. Luisa, would you stop eating for the rest of your life? She said, yes. Luisa, would you stop drinking for the rest of your life? She said, yes. Luisa, would you want to stop sleeping for the rest of your life? She said, yes. She said, we're going to see and understand the sacrifices that Luisa went through. I wanted Luisa, a soul who would want to live in the womb of my volition, and she sacrificed for this. It wasn't just given here. Remember, what was it? Ezekiel, he says, I'm a man with unclean lips. And the angel came with a tongue of a burning ember and pressed it to his lips. You know, Luisa went through great sacrifices. And as you read, you're going to see these sacrifices. As a matter of fact, the greatest sacrifice was she couldn't see Jesus every moment. And she said, I can't breathe. I can't live. I can't live without you, Jesus. She's not complaining. She's teaching us what God is looking in us. She couldn't live without seeing Jesus. Her suffering, Jesus is saying, I want to see your longing for me as much as she longed for me, as much as she desired me. And so what has he done? He's given us what John Paul II wanted, Eucharistic adoration in every parish. That's what John Paul II wanted. So he would spend time with our Lord. And since that hasn't happened, we have the internet, and we can have Jesus in the monstrance on television, and that's Jesus. And we can adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him and worship him. Luisa shall be the seed that she shall lend to me, and my divine will shall do all the rest. In this way, my delight of creation shall come back. I, God, shall amuse myself with this mystical flower. That's what he's calling us. And I shall be repaid for creation. So the first one who has received this is Luisa. The first one who has received this is Luisa. And he says, everything is falling back into place. Now I have my firstborn, my newborn. As I had Adam, now I'm going to give this to all the world for those who want it. Volume 16. 11:28, 19:23. Luisa, your cross has been my divine will that has changed everything into light. That's Louisa. Her sufferings that she went through without eating, drinking, or sleeping for 70 years. Everything is now changed into light. Your sacrifice to receive this gift. Now, we don't have to do this because it's already been done. It's already done by Louisa. He says, your sacrifice, your cross has changed everything into light in order to dispose you, Louisa, to be the true newborn of my divine will. You have, because of your sacrifice, who of us could sacrifice not eating, drinking, or sleeping to be in bed? She could walk. She was in bed for those years. She went through you're gonna find out how much she loves God and she loves us. The true newborn of my divine will, to whom I shall entrust the secrets, the joys, the sorrows of it, as to Louisa, a faithful daughter, who united herself to my acts, Jesus says, and my mother's, may open the heavens to make it descend, see what's coming upon the earth, to make it known, received, and loved. That's what we're doing. We're learning about it. We're receiving it, and we fall in love with this. 5:16, 12:6, 19:23. My little one, in order to for the will of heaven to descend upon earth, it is necessary. It says that all human acts be sealed and glazed with the acts of the divine will. So Jesus says, Louisa, you're going to do this. You're the lady at the shop making the donuts. I want them sealed and glazed. Everything's going to be perfect. So that in seeing all that the acts of the creatures are smothered with this divine will, drawn by the powerful magnet of its own volition, the supreme will may descend upon earth and reign on earth as it is in heaven. That's the great event that's coming. It's the great event that's coming. To you then, Louisa, as firstborn daughter of our divine will, is this task given. So he's saying to Louisa, by you reading, studying, putting into practice, you're the firstborn, you're the newborn, it will be given to all the world for anyone who wants it. She says, know that in order to draw the word from heaven, my mother took on this commitment of going around through all human generations and making all the acts of human will her own. And then she placed the divine will in them, since she possessed so much of this capital of the supreme volition as to surpass everything that all creatures together would possess. One breath of Mary is more than what all of humanity could do for God. One breath, one eye blink. For each round Our Lady did, she multiplied this capital, this gold that's coming to us. The second commitment befitted me in, Jesus says, I've done this in order to form redemption. How much I, Jesus, had to go around through all human acts, taking them all as though in my hand, converting them, sealing them, glazing them with my divine will. So he says, I got redemption ready in order to draw my celestial father to look at all of the human acts covered with that divine will that Adam had rejected into the celestial regions, so that my divine father might open the doors of heaven that had been closed by Adam's human will. There is no good that descends if it's not by means of my most holy divine will. So Jesus is saying all the good is coming from what he has done. The third one is yours, Louisa. It befits you, Louisa. You are the firstborn daughter of my divine will to add to the third seal of our will upon all human acts. Jesus, Mary, and now Louisa. Jesus, the Son of God, Mary, the Mother of God, and now the firstborn, a human, born of original sin. To draw my divine will to come upon earth, therefore, make your round, my daughter, over all the human acts of creatures. Penetrate even into the hearts. Bring to each heartbeat the heartbeat of my divine will. To each thought, the kiss of the knowledge of my divine will. Impress in each word of the omnipotent fiat. Invade everything. Overwhelm everyone into it, that my kingdom may come upon earth, and your Jesus shall not leave you alone in these rounds and shall assist you, Louisa, and guide you, Louisa, in everything. Do you see what's coming? One more. 5:16, 2:5:24. Have you forgotten that I am not only in your heart, Louisa, but in the whole world? And from within you, Louisa, I, God, direct the destiny of all of humanity. Do you see what's coming? A new and divine way of holiness. So we'll end there. We'll be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.